Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And today we are not in the Jabbercast studio on Sunday morning.
No, we're not.
We're here on another day of the week.
Yeah, a pre-tape show.
That's because Big JD...
Because you asked for it.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody asked for it. Big JD's got to go out of town.
That's right.
On Sunday. He won't be around. And we probably could have did a remote show, but...
No, we couldn't have, actually.
No?
Oh, you mean...
You and T.O.
That's the thing. I really couldn't do that Sunday morning because I have a class from Sunday morning at 9 till night.
Oh, wow.
And then we come back. Sunday. Research for the following week's show, by the way. So,
and the following week's show is?
That's the ESP and More show.
ESPN.
ESP.
Oh, ESP.
And More.
Oh, okay.
It's the Silva Mind, the Silva Ultramind method. Lana and I are going to take the course. So
that's not like silver mine.
No, it's got nothing to do with silver mining.
Okay.
Or gold mining.
I was going to say that.
That's right, of course.
Well, that's cool. And what do you hope to gain from this experience?
Oh, to sneak into people's dreams with them unexpecting.
You can't do that.
No. Well, you can do things. Yeah. All those things are possible. There's a lot of things possible. Actually, what it is about is, I guess, a lot of different things. ESP, mind control, tapping into the subconscious, knowingly tapping into the subconscious. Mm-hmm. And some remote viewing and mass consciousness and, you know, making things happen and as a group, and also healing, remote healing. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, wow.
Lana studied before and found it awesome for what she wanted was, and at that time was for like photographic memory almost.
Oh, yeah.
Studies and stuff at university. And it worked great. And she's been interested in it all along, and I've always been interested in those kinds of things, and I've known about the Silva method, but also with everything going on with her brother, I think that, you know, this would be a good thing for her, you know, to deal with it.
Sure. It makes her feel like she's doing some things that she could be helping possibly.
Yeah. And also that phenomenon of remote healing and stuff like that, you know, that she hopes to, you know, maybe gain something from that as well to help.
Do you have to go back, or is this like a...
No, it's the full-blown course in 2 days, so it's going to be 2 long days.
Wow. You're going to come back with a sore brain, probably.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Everything else is sore, so why not the brain?
How much?
Everything.
No, how much? How much does it cost?
I don't really even know all the particulars and everything. She said it all up, but I think it's in the neighborhood of about $300 for the course.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Give or take a little, 3 and a quarter maybe. I don't know.
That's not bad for 2 days of training.
No, and it costs, I'm not sure how much it costs, but you can buy the course. You can buy the actual course, and it's on like 9 CDs and go through the whole thing with a workbook and everything, and you can do it on your own pace if you'd like. Mm-hmm. So people can look that up. And Silva, Jose Silva with a J.
Is there another way to...
H-O-S-E, Jose.
Jose, no.
Josie.
And do a lot of people show up to this? Like, is it...
Oh, yeah. So many at the Toronto one, they had to move it to another location from one... you know, they have the rooms they usually book for those things in the hotels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They had to move.
So they got two going on at the same time?
No, they had to move it to a location that had
a
bigger room.
Right.
Yeah, and they're all over the place. All over the world they have them. When you go online and look at where they all are, they're all over the place. And the closest one to us right now is Toronto, unfortunately. I would have liked to have one, gone to one in Detroit or something. We could just go back and forth.
That would be much more convenient.
Yeah, so I mean, for us, we have to go and spend the night, a couple nights there, and sure. Nice to get away.
It sure is. Yeah, I think I plan on doing that on my spa. Kim and I are going to go to Toronto just to get away.
Yeah.
For a getaway.
Getaway for a getaway.
You bet.
Just like robbing a bank.
What else is going on? Anything much? You still don't got your fridge going. I can't believe that.
No, the fridge thing's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. People. We finally got the part in. We were without the fridge for 2 weeks, and we got the part, brought it, put it in. Fridge worked fine. We booted it up, and
OS 10.
Yeah, And once it got cold, the smell was just horrendous. Eek. And we found out where what we thought it was the drain pan underneath.
Right.
And so, which was full of scum from everything defrosting. We took that out and cleaned it and everything. And she cleaned the inside of the fridge like crazy 1,000 times. And it was off overnight. We had newspaper crumpled up in it and some other various things to absorb odor, you know, like everything we could find on the internet. To do, that's what we did.
Was kitty litter one of them?
No.
Okay, just curious.
It wasn't that I saw anyway. But there's coffee and there's, of course we did kitty litter. And, you know, everything, all the remedies. And we turned it back on in the morning. It got cold and stunk again. And it was just spotlessly clean. So it's gotten inside somewhere to the internals that are sealed unit stuff that you can't get into. They said they can't do anything. You have to try these things. And I'm like, well, we already tried them. So the guy actually left without us getting anywhere. And it's new fridge under warranty. And I don't think it's going to have to be replaced. We talked to the corporation about looking into it first, see what they come up with, because, you know, they deal with them for all the units. You know what I mean? So I figured let's have them take a little crack at it first. And if not, I'll get violent.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Well, you seem like on the phone with them. Just the last time I was on with them, she said, oh, we have an appointment for you December 3rd. And I said, December 3rd? What are you talking about, December 3rd? You're going to send somebody in another week from now? I don't have a fridge. I said, you got to send somebody now. I said, it's not acceptable. They had an appointment the next day for me. That's and I said, you know, why don't you just bring another fridge? That's what I told her. Oh, well, we have to go through these steps. And I said, you're going to end up bringing one anyways. Why not just bring it now and get it over with?
Right.
And have me be a satisfied customer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem all that hard. I mean, you got a new fridge here. They can bring it back, bring it to the shop. And
yeah,
then,
it's just going to be, then they can't do anything. The technician said you can't clean it. You can't do anything. You can't go inside there and do anything. So, I mean, that's that.
So he can't do much either. Obviously, no. When he comes here as a fridge.
He comes here with a little toolbox that has a screwdriver in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
I was going to say.
They look everything over. The fridge. Took everything apart. Put a few little scratches on the inside. Taking the panels off and stuff. And I'm like, you just make it matters worse than they are. Get out of my house.
No!
Fridges suck.
Fridges are a necessary thing.
Yeah, they are. It's a good thing the weather's cold and we can throw some things out on the balcony.
That's wacky. Stuff, so.
Yeah, well.
It's zero out there right now.
Good. Colder the better.
Well, you don't want
and it doesn't stink.
You don't want some stuff to be freezing up, though.
Well, no.
We're
gonna watch what we put out there, but
what do
this
we,
is this is our 60th show today, by the way.
Wow, is that that's a round number?
It's sort of a round number.
Yeah.
60th anniversary, 60th show. That's 10 more than 50.
That's right. That's all it is.
But it's pretty neat.
It's just a number.
Sometimes when they're even, they're like 75 would be cool. You know, 80 is kind of neat.
90 100 is the 100. Next milestone.
What are we going to do at 100 shows? I wonder what our 100th show is.
What you think you got 40 more shows up on the...
No, I don't have that many up, I guess, but...
I was going to say...
Like everybody that puts out the CDs, we'll have to do remastered shows.
Remastered.
Yeah. Public restrooms, remastered.
I just picked up the remastered Song Remains the Same. Sounds really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I dig it. Familiar with the movie Network? Stayed up last night till 4:30 watching a stupid movie. I'm a little tired.
What movie?
Network.
Oh, I don't know. I think I may even have that movie as an AVI file.
1976, yeah. Faye Dunaway, William Holden.
Billy Holden.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
So what's the problem? Where you get, what's
so I burned the disc. Someone asked me for it. So Dan Maurice's wife called me up and asked me.
You burned it from what to what? AVI to AVI?
AVI to a DVD.
Okay. Using Toast, I presume?
Visual Hub.
Okay.
I go to put it in my home theater DVD, and it says disc not supported, just like it did when I stuck the Song Remains the Same in there. And
is Song Remains the Same PAL, though? It is PAL, you think it's PAL?
I think it's PAL.
Oh, then it probably isn't.
It may not even be. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I said, what the heck? This is just an AVI, and I just burned it. It should work.
Mm-hmm.
So I go downstairs into the basement, stick it in that DVD player, put it on a TV downstairs, and it works fine.
Yeah. It's the DVD players are...
It's freaking brand new, and it plays usually everything.
Yeah, it's got nothing, yeah.
I can stick an AVI on a CD and stick it in that DVD player, and it works fine.
Oh, really? What make is it?
Samsung.
Because I know until now, I mean, there's only been, like, I think, 2 DVD players that play anything. And now everybody's kind of coming out with them, but I think you still, depending on...
But this is an actual DVD.
I think it still depends. There must still be some dependent things on what it'll play in, because the DVD format is standard, though. It should be standard no matter what makes it. But I think the different programs, there may be different. I think Toast is the way to go to actually make your AVI to a DVD.
Drop an AVI on Toast.
Yeah, and choose to make a DVD out of it.
Okay, I'm going
to
do that next time.
That's what I would try. Yeah. I'd try even the same one, and you'll see, maybe. That'd be a test, anyways.
That's what I'm going to do, for sure.
It doesn't take long on your machine.
It doesn't. It's friggin' nice.
Just put the blank in, and the thing comes up on the screen and says, do you want to mount it, or do you want to...
you're done.
Yeah.
No, that actually is the only slowdown, is the speed of the optical drive.
The speed of you getting a disc in. The optical drive, how fast? It's an 8-time DVD burner. That's the fastest now there is,
I think. As far as burning goes, yeah.
So what's our show on this week?
I thought it was just get to know your Jabbercast host.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to talk in circles. So, up to this point, we've been talking for like 10 minutes, we've been talking in straight lines.
What do you mean by talking? So we're going to sit in a circle and talk?
And jerk.
You said that last week. Have you ever said, but still? Like somebody says something, you say, yeah, but still. It's something like that's what they say?
That's what they say.
Who are they?
Yeah.
You know, different things like that we're going to talk about.
Well, that's why I watched the Movie Network, because to find out who they are.
Oh, okay.
Because it really gets down to that.
Does it?
Yep. We find out who they are.
They're the Illuminati.
It's Ned Beatty. That's who they are.
And that almost rhymes with Illuminati. Beatty.
Some people used to say Beatty, didn't they?
Beatty and Beatty, yeah.
Yeah. There was Warren, too, but he was the good-looking one. Ned was the big guy.
Mm-hmm. He's funny, though. He was in Deliverance. Did you ever see Deliverance?
Oh, yeah. That's another really good movie.
Of course.
Around the same
time. There's only one part that's good, but...
You think there's only one part that's good?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Double talkers. Malapropism. How do you even say the word malapropism?
Show me
incorrect
where
it's, use of a word.
Show me where it's spelled.
Similar sounding. Malapropism. Malapropism. Something crazy. Bushism. Spoonerisms. We're going to spoon on the show today.
It's malapropism.
Malapropism?
I think. Malapropism.
PR. Malapropism.
Oh, proism.
It's yeah.
Prism. Prism.
The Freudian slip and the paraxis. It's going to be a lot of fun here today.
You're going to hurt yourself over there.
I'm already hurt. So what about double talkers?
Double talkers tend to be salesmen, for one thing. I think a lot of sales guys are double talkers.
Well, there's a couple meanings, I think, though, between double talking. And I think one of them is what you're talking about. Double talker kind of spins circles around you and sell you something.
Right.
I had no idea what was going on.
Right. He'll give you two different answers to the same question, and they're both opposite, but he'll make them sound like they were the exact same thing.
And I would consider that double talking, whatever that is. And double talking, though, its actual meaning supposedly is, I guess, like substituting words that are wrong in a sentence.
Can you speak?
I'm trying to figure it out as I go. They say something and it doesn't really make any sense. So not necessarily something that makes sense to you, but you know, like in the context of somebody selling something to you, and that makes sense. And then they say something else and just confuse you all up. But this is like a sentence I'll have a fine in a restaurant. I'll have a fine with a drell and proyman and with a little slice bleve ho. It doesn't make any sense. Right. That's double talking. And it's just like, you don't understand.
I've never heard of that being double talking.
And that's what like the comedian style will do. That's double talking in that respect. Not necessarily double talking. Like a salesman might double talk and backtrack over some things like and spin you around.
That sounds like something like Ozzy Osbourne would say when he's got a good buzz going on.
Well, you see, a little bit, Sharon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't understand.
But he's not a double talker.
How about Yellow Ledbetter? You ever try and listen to the words in that song?
Yes.
And there aren't any.
He's on a back porch somewhere.
Yeah, well.
And someone's talking to him.
How many words can you pick out of it, though?
About a half dozen.
You think so? Out of a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a good 100, 150 words in that.
Yeah.
But I can pick out six for sure.
Uh-huh.
But that's exactly the same thing. Double singing, I guess you'd call that.
Hey, there you go.
I think I'm going to fix my mic. I'm just going to make a little bit of noise.
Go ahead.
Am I still there?
Sure are.
Are you? Oh, yeah. Okay.
The malapropism thing. That's incorrect use of a word by substituting a similar sounding word with a different meaning.
Oh, right.
Usually with a comic effect. So.
Yeah, that's what the Cheech and Chong did. Oh, there was too much repression. Yeah. No, you mean recession. Repression, recession, same thing. That's malapropism.
such as maybe saying the sentence, he's the very pinnacle of politeness, but instead saying he's the very pineapple of politeness. I think somebody that did some of that stuff, I think W.C. Fields might have done some. The Stooges did that for sure. I resemble that remark.
Oh, right, yeah.
Instead of resent. Curly Howard, after being insulted by fellow Stooge Moe. And brother,
and
by
brother,
the way.
Yes.
We should do a Three Stooges show.
I would love to do a Three Stooges show. Stuff.
That'd be great.
Let's add it the end.
Okay.
Because you seem to be a an expert. Did you go to classes in Toronto?
I mean, I'm a Stooge. I'm a Stooge fan, for sure.
Huge Stooge fan.
Huge Stooge fan.
Yes.
I'd like a Stooge fan. A fan with the Three Stooges three on the Stooges. Blade, say?
Yep. I used to have, what did I have? Oh, it's something to do with mirrors, but it's broken. Anyway, never mind.
The Stooges?
It was a Stooge thing, yeah. But it broke. I had that in my apartment long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago.
That's Don McLean.
Yes, it is.
Can you remember the next line? I can still remember.
Long, long time ago.
I can still remember.
Is that what you said? That's the line?
I think so.
Oh, I thought you were just saying you can still remember it.
No, no, I think that's the next line. How the music used to make me.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I can't really recall now.
That's what I think it is right now on the spot.
A Bushism.
Bushism?
Yeah.
Well, is that something that George W. would say?
Yeah. Any number of peculiar words, phrases, pronunciations, malapropisms.
Ooh, he's got some of those too.
Semantic or linguistic errors, gaffes.
Gaffes, yeah.
That have occurred in the public speaking of United States President George Bush. Before that, of his father, George, what is he, H.W.?
George H.
Yeah, and George W. Yeah, Bushisms when he goofs.
He's the worst.
Bushisms.
He's the worst.
So when somebody else does, I think they say that he made a Bushism or something.
Right.
Yeah, he's horrendous.
Like
he's the president.
He's the president, exactly. So, you know, you think of,
it's amazing.
Know,
Yeah.
Woodrow Wilson and John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln. You know, these guys, well, we didn't actually hear Abraham Lincoln, but apparently there's a couple recordings of him, though. Huh. But you hear these guys talking, and they're like stately in what they say, every word, people are hanging
and
on.
And intelligence.
Intelligence is high.
Comes from them.
Yeah, so every word is crafted and it comes right from his brain and his experience. Whereas George W., he's like...
But he's got speeches.
He's got a...
What does he do to them?
He hacks them.
How? He's not reading it. Unless somebody writes that.
Oh, yeah. He's got people writing for him.
Yeah, but writing that, what he says? No.
No, no. He screws it up. Yeah. He just screws it up. Or when he has to answer a question.
Did you ever watch those Find the Things on the Internet where they put it all together?
Oh, yeah.
Like bunches of them?
Yes.
For like 20 minutes, you can listen to Bushisms. They're great.
I just heard something similar to that. It was, Bill Gates. He gulps. When he talks, he gulps.
Oh, does he?
Makes that noise.
Right. Some people are talk annoying.
Yes. And someone put one speech is like 10, 12 minutes of just.
Wow.
Oh, it was so annoying.
Well, we got a call from a company and this guy said, a million times in like a 2 minute phone message. We were on the floor roaring. It was that bad. He's constantly. You wanted to know, and it was just on and on and on like that. It was horrible, man. I don't know why for the life of me I didn't save that. But I still am in contact with the person and should have him give me a call about something.
Give me a call.
Yeah. Give me a call and just leave me a message. I don't care what it's about.
But he'll surpass the 3 minute limit.
It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
It's beautiful. Oh, boy.
What about they? That's what they say.
Yep.
Who are they?
Well, I told you who they are.
You didn't tell me who they were.
Yeah. I researched it last night, watched the movie Network.
But you didn't tell me on air.
On air. Last night, I watched the movie Network, and I didn't realize it was a two-hour movie. I started watching it at 10 after 2, after I ended up getting in. I'm like, oh.
Was there a hillbilly sex scene in that one?
No. But that is craftly filmed, because Warren... Warren, William Holden, and Faye Dunaway. They have, there's a, not a sex scene, but she ends up taking all her clothes off in the scene and gets in bed, and you just barely get a glimpse of her boob.
Oh.
Like, you know, it was so well filmed. You think, wow, they must have practiced that and put the camera just perfectly in the right spot. Really great scene. I was just very blown away how good they did that. But then there's the guy who plays Howard Beale, who's the news guy, who yells, "I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." And he has everybody else yelling the same thing. And what we find out is that Ned Beatty is they.
Okay.
He is who they are.
There you go, folks.
Who are they? In this movie, it was who runs the world? Who says what happens?
I think in most cases, that's what that refers to when somebody says, that's what they say. They say that, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's the powers that be.
The powers that be. Experts in that field.
Yeah. In most cases, I guess, about what you're talking about. You know, I mean, if you're talking about a particular vitamin to take or something like that, and you tell somebody, oh, well, they say you should take, you know, so much vitamin D. Well, who's they would be, I guess, like the FDA or the, what's Canada's, what do we have here?
The people who
governing the
food industry,
Food and Drug Administration. We don't have that here though.
No, I don't know who that is. I don't know that ministry.
We don't know who they are here.
No, we don't.
We know who they are there.
Yes, we do. And
or if you want a video web camera.
Yes.
And somebody says, well, they say the Logitech is a good one. Well, who's they? Tech people. You know, yeah. The forums,
yeah. Well, actually, that's interesting that you say the forums, because I think we were doing a show and you said your fridge was broken and I went on the forums. When you said that, it just blew me away.
I know, you said something about it while I was talking.
And I'm like 3-4 years ago, you have a broken fridge. You would have never used the word broken fridge and forums in the same sense.
No, there were no forums to, unless it was a group where you could go to. They have a forum where you have some coffee, sit around, talk fridges. Well, they should have that for people that don't have computers. Forums that you can go to on any topic and have a group discussion and sit around and talk about it.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Set a date for it. Once we get enough people that have fridge problems, come on down and we'll have a fridge circle, talk in circles.
What's the other group of people they get together? A focus group.
Uh-huh.
Which is something you get together before you release a project or a product or anything. You test it on a focus group. But yeah, they are
who they are.
Are experts in whatever field you're in. Mm-hmm. You're talking about.
Yeah. So now everybody knows who they are.
But who are they? Who tells them? Do they do research or is?
I think it's that would be based on like research and all the way up to the scientific study, that type of thing.
Right, and who funds it? Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty. He's the guy. He's the head dude. The guy who has most of the money in the world.
Yeah, whoever has the money, that's who they are.
And his name in the movie was Mr. Jensen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and suppose he got all his money from the Saudi Arabians.
Sounds like president now.
Exactly. It's amazing how relevant all the crap in there is today. All the stuff they talk about. That's why I stayed up and watched it.
That's from the
70s. Yeah, 76.
But I think it's the same all the way along anyways.
Of course it is, yeah. But I think a lot
But now our world's so modern and technology's changed so much that we have such quick and broad access to everything that's going on. We just seem to know so much more about everything that's happening, I think, than we might have back then.
And when you say we, who are we? No, I'm serious.
Big JD and Lipo.
Because there seem to be a lot of ignorant people in the world still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
You talk to somebody, you just assume they know a certain thing, and they're clueless. And you think, how can you not know that? What rock did you just come out from?
That's
under?
Somebody that doesn't have a computer. I've talked to people at work who have kids that are like 4, 5, 6. Oh, we don't need a computer. That's just the internet and everything. That's all bad news. And I'm like, you have young kids that whose minds can just be broadened and explored and expanded with computers.
That's right.
You know, you can keep a hold on the bad things. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure. There's parental controls.
They're incredible. And to say that and deprive your children of it, that's wrong, I think.
I think it's wrong too, for sure.
Absolutely. You know what that's like saying? That person saying that to me is like saying this to me. I'm stupid. I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. And just leave it at that. That's what it's like. That's just being dumb, I think.
Stupid or ignorant?
If probably a little bit of both. I think if somebody sat down and explained everything to them, maybe. But
yeah, that's right.
Still stupid. Stupid for saying that without looking at the facts and looking into it and checking into it and doing something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wouldn't so much say ignorant. If you looked at the facts, the good things and the bad things and what outweighs what and what benefits it would have for your children, and then say, no, that's not good, then there's something wrong. You're stupid. That's being ignorant.
Yeah.
I think afterward.
Not taking the effort to find out what you can do, because if you deprive your kids of computer time, because do you think computers are going to be like they are right now, let's say in 10 years?
No, it's going to be another whole new thing, I think.
It's going to be a whole new thing, yeah.
Yeah. Technology is always advancing.
I think this is going to be like a huge... People are going to look at this and they're going to say, you carried that around? Oh,
eventually, probably sometime it'll be like, yeah. I remember taking PL1 programming at St. Clair College.
PL1, yeah. Nice.
And I thought it was difficult. I'm like, I didn't even understand this. I don't even know what it is. And it all was a black screen with white letters on it. Worse than DOS.
Or green.
Green, I think, yeah. And I just didn't get any of it at all. Had no clue what was going on. Nothing. And it was just pathetic when you look back at what we do now.
That's what PL stands for, pathetic language.
Probably. What does it stand for, do you know?
No, I don't.
Did you do any of that at school?
Fortran, Perl.
Perl? Perl would be nice to know now.
Nice
Perl's
to know.
Handy.
Yeah.
Did you ever know a Perl?
Yes, I did. Perl Ham.
No.
Yeah. That was her name, Perl Ham.
Really?
Ham, H-A-M-M, yeah.
Wow, that's exquisite, actually.
Perl Ham.
Funny names. That would be another show.
Two good, nouns.
Good name, people names.
People names, yeah, that'd be
good.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. Names, people names, baby names, whatever. What's in a name? We have that? Don't we have something to say, what's in a name?
Maybe it's down the list of shows we're going to do.
It could be.
So that's two ideas. You should have a little pen and jot those two ideas that we already put down there.
A pen, he says.
Yeah, a pen. You know what that is? It has ink in it. And eventually it runs out.
What's the other one?
Stooges. Yeah, Stooges Show. Curly Joe, Shemp.
Well, don't give away the whole show now.
Well, Big JD has a desktop on his thing, and he has Curly Joe, who I have to say is probably one of my least favorite Curlys.
Yeah, he's the least favorite third stooge guy.
Because I think he was always, you know, he always looked at that character as the loose cannon, and he wasn't loose enough compared
to... No, they weren't smacking each other around much then either, though. Like later on, like at that time, they weren't really hitting each other a lot and poking, and they weren't really doing much of that anymore.
I was going to ask you a question, but I don't want to get on the Curly, on the Three Stooges thing.
But are you going to remember it later?
No, I won't. I want to ask you how Curly died.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, just curious.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
We'll have all that stuff when we do the show, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything here, what's in a name, but I thought we had something. I'm thinking that we might have done it a long time ago, what's in a name.
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
No, eh?
Nope. Not I.
So back to our regularly scheduled program.
Double talking. Why do we park in driveways and drive on parkways?
There's some double talking.
Yeah.
Park in driveways and drive in parkways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just drove on the parkway on the way here, and I left my driveway, and I drove on my... No, yeah, I drove on my driveway.
Yeah, why would you call it a parkway when you're actually driving instead of parking?
Well, I have to think that Lauzon Parkway, for one thing, I think that whole area was supposed to be like an industrial park, and it's a road that goes through it, so they call it a parkway. Mm-hmm.
So there's an explanation for it.
Yeah. It's not parking your car. It's more of this is a place where a certain activity happens. A
park of some kind.
Yeah, why did industrial park? That's almost like an oxymoron when you think about it.
Industrial in a park you think of as something... closed off for kids, maybe. Yeah, nice playground.
Yeah, but no, it's smoke, pollution, paint fumes.
Some people
grease.
Might like that.
Let's put that in a... What place could we call that? Park. That sounds nice, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does.
Yeah, let's put all that stuff in a park.
And let's build a nice little place with flowers and benches and everything, and we'll call it the industrial village for everybody.
Industrial
to come and
village.
Relax at. There's no industry there. What else you got?
I got a lot of stuff, but I wanted to mention the fact that they put they did something out in front of the Ford plant there on the parkway that kind of made it look natural. Did you notice that? Like they had the big long grasses and yeah, and so that kind of crap. Yeah, okay. But now the place is closed.
Yeah.
It's all done. That blows my mind. Because I remember when I was a kid in Bell River, they built a subdivision just because that place was opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when we burned the house down. Did I tell you the story about when we burned the house down? I'm almost positive we mentioned it on the show.
Pyromaniac show, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been the Pyromaniac show.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Your friends and...
we're all just hanging out and my buddy was lighting the black stuff on fire. And it was out, he thought. It was smoldering. We came back the next day and the house was gone.
Yeah.
That had to do with the Ford plant that's now getting closed. Do Lipton tea employees take coffee breaks?
That's pretty good.
Do they?
What would that be called? Is that double talking? Is that like a euphemism? What's a euphemism? Anyway, now that we're...
It's a word that is similar meaning.
That kids say. Euthanism.
Youth.
You don't want that damn euthanism.
what was the movie? They're in court and he says, Utes. Danny DeVito. I can't think of the name of the movie. Anyway.
Maybe that's Three Stooges.
Can I yell movie in a crowded firehouse?
Judgy Wudgy.
Because you can't yell fire in a crowded movie house.
Yell movie in a crowded firehouse. Wow.
Can you be a closet claustrophobic? I'm not going to tell anybody I'm a claustrophobic person.
That kind of makes me go,
Exactly. Do a fool and his money get together?
No, they just part. Well, they got to be together sometime.
That's
in the beginning,
right.
I guess.
They have to get together sometime. Do you want another one of those?
Yeah, why not?
If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they make Teflon stick to the pan? How come it doesn't just fall off?
That's pretty good.
Why does Hawaii have interstate highways? That's a little inside baseball joke there. Because they do have an interstate, and interstates usually connect one state to the next, but...
Right. And it's an island.
Well, it's many islands.
Right. But you usually consider Hawaii itself as one big island. Oh, yeah. What, Honolulu or something?
No, the big island is Hawaii.
Yeah, it is Hawaii. But what's on that island? Is the main Honolulu on that island, or is Honolulu another island or something?
No, yeah, I think you're right. Honolulu is on Hawaii.
A spoonerism. A spoonerism is a play on words in which corresponding consonants, vowels, or morphemes are switched.
Are what? Morphemes?
Morphemes. You ever have morphine before in the hospital or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Named after Reverend William Archibald Spooner.
Oh, Spooner.
Died in 1930.
Example.
Is that like, would that be like, let's sort of the go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. And who else does that?
That's what I think a spoonerism is.
And the Star Wars guy, little
Luke?
No, the little
R2-D2?
No, hairy guy who taught Luke how to be a Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Yoda.
Yoda.
Well, he talks backwards like that?
He talks backwards, yeah.
Oh, okay. And there's also Pig Latin and things like that, other languages that are made up that are...
People still sort of use Pig Latin all the time still. Yeah. I heard it just in a podcast like a couple days ago.
There's a few different ways of... Like different versions of Pig Latin as well, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know.
Well, some do the OP, and some do the
A. Y.
Yeah, and I think there's other different ones too. Somehow, they mix them all up. I think there's more than a couple versions of Pig Latin, but Pig Latin's pretty weird. If somebody does it really good and is quick at it, you can't really pick it up right away.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Usually, people just pick a couple words that they don't want someone else to understand right away. Like right off the bat, like you say a whole sentence and at the end, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, you can have some ooky K's.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What is that? Cake? The Freudian slip.
Oh, yeah. And of course, that has to do with sex.
An error in speech, memory, or physical action that is believed to be caused by the unconscious mind.
Yes.
Not necessarily has to be sexual nature, really.
You sure?
But Freud usually is.
Yeah.
I guess. Is it always a sexual nature, though? Or is it just, could be anything, a subconscious? I think it can be anything subconscious. Like you could say something, calling out somebody else's name when you're having sex. But...
No, that's not a Freudian slip. No, you're actually having a conversation, like an actual sentence, and they call that a parapraxis.
Yeah.
Do you have
two of them?
Do you have parapraxis?
I have that on here. Freudian slip or parapraxis is one and the same.
It's named after, of course, Sigmund Freud, who described the phenomenon he called. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word. It's German, though. And that's what parapraxis comes from in his 1901 book. Holy moly, he's old, eh? 1901? I didn't realize he was that old.
He's old now.
Freud gives several examples of seemingly trivial, bizarre, or nonsensical Freudian slips in the book. The analysis is often quite lengthy and complex and was the case with many dreams. Oh, in the interpretation of dreams. I'd like to get a audible book of that, the interpretation of dreams.
Oh, yeah?
I heard that's supposed to be a really... good book.
Is it explanatory, or is it? Do they go through different dreams? Like, it's not one where you have an index in it and you want to look up your dream, or is it just about it all?
No, I think it has. Okay, if you have a dream about
An audio book, though, how could you use an index to go to some certain area? You can't. You have to listen to the whole book and everybody else's dreams before you got to yours.
No, there's chapters.
Is there? Okay.
In audible format, .aa. An example was when Condoleezza Rice called George W. Bush my husband.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that would be, to me, I would consider a Freudian slip.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah,
but it's not sexual.
No, it wasn't. No, you're right. It isn't
sexual.
I
think it can be anything. It's just a subconscious bringing something out. But a lot of things are referred to in Freud's theories, like this, you know, somebody smokes a cigar because he wants to hold a penis.
That's why girls.
Those kinds of things, you know, right, or whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
Those are Freudian things, but I don't think, I think Freud was also about the subconscious, you know, like.
Obviously, has had the book, The Interpretation of Dreams.
Yeah.
He had a big body of work, that's for sure. What else is I going to say about Freud, but I don't remember. Anyway.
And another one that I like to bring up, though, is gibberish.
Oh, I had some of that last night for dinner.
Gibberish is great, man. I love gibberish. When you just that's gibberish. Gobbledygook. Gobbledygook. Meaningless.
Yes. And why do you like that?
I don't know. Sometimes it's interesting. It's great when little kids do it.
So that's different from what was the other thing we mentioned that was close to that?
Gobbledygook?
No. One of your other...
One of the things that I had mentioned was there something that was really...
Spoonerism? No, that wasn't.
Well, no, that's actual sentences, though.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, that was the double talk, the real double talking. I have a fine with a drill and proimine and lead sliced bleave hove.
Double talk,
yeah. That's some words, but it doesn't make any sense, really.
Right.
In a lot of cases.
Whereas gibberish.
But some of it is, you know, like, I'll have a fine, but, you know. But gibberish is really just... When you do... Sounds like... foreign language.
Sure. You could be talking in tongues.
Yeah. I talked with my tongue. Talking in tongues, that's another bunch of gibberish.
Well, not really. Because there are people who talk in tongues are actually speaking a dialect of some language.
That we don't know.
Right. And it could be a language that's dead even. Like a dead dialect of...
That's something of the past.
That's an example of that is... the language that was used during the time that Jesus Christ was on earth. And what's his name? Mel Gibson made the whole Passion of Christ movie, and they had made all the actors in the movie learn that language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even spoken by anybody on earth right now. It's not like...
Right. Then it was all subtitled.
And what else did I just read recently about languages. You can go somewhere. I forget what it was. I might put a link on the... Oh, no, you got the webpage going on. I say maybe I'll send you the link.
Don't put links on this page.
No. about languages that are dying. Like there's only, and they have the amount of people who still.
Use a particular language.
Use a particular language. Like there's Indian languages like Iroquois and the Cree. And there's like only like six people who still have that, the knowledge and the way to speak that
language. Never thought about that. Yeah. Languages that die out.
Languages that dialect, and there's a lot in Ireland and Scotland as well. There's a lot of different dialects of languages that, and they have the amount of people that are still alive that can speak it. Like,
wow!
And they're saying that languages are just going to be all homogenized, and there's only going to be
no more 2%, no more skim.
Huh?
They'll all be homogenized.
Homogenized, yeah. Like it's going to be just one. Well, obviously English is the international universal language.
Just like the new universal international money that they'll be coming out with soon. What was it called? Did you see that? Anything about that?
Well, I know there's thinking of the Amero, which is going to be...
That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
Canadian, American, and the Mexican peso are all going to be into one. Wow. Where did you hear about that? Because they're talking about that on
that was one of the guys I'm working with in Florida on the animation thing.
Oh, right. He wanted to pay you in Ameros.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. No, that's... you just mentioned something about it, and I went and looked up some information on it.
Yeah, that's... A lot of people say that's the reason that... The American dollar came down to the Canadian dollar so that it's...
Yeah, they're just setting up.
Setting it up, exactly.
Isn't that something? Isn't that incredible if they are setting it up?
Who are they?
They are the ones that... Are setting it up. The national banks and the...
That's right.
Or the... What do you call them? The main bank in New York. The bank.
The bank. Well, there's the World Trade Organization, which is... They're all in favor of all this kind of stuff. They want one... world currency, if they could have it, mm-hmm. and everything would be on a level.
One world government.
It
comes next.
I think it couldn't happen. And I think there's a group of people, very powerful people, including the WTO, which is made up of bankers from all across the world. And you got to play by their rules. Or if you don't play
their rules.
Yeah, if you don't, yeah, there's they again. If you don't play by their rules, they disown you, or you did get discredited by the WTO. And then what happens? You're credit rating goes down. Like if you're a country that won't play by their rules, mm-hmm. they say your credit, you don't belong.
Oh, here. Everybody's gonna have to play. That's the problem. That run the show.
That's the problem. Everybody's got to play by the rules. Doesn't so it's basically a race to the bottom. And once we get to the bottom, everybody's at this low point, and all the people with all the money are at the top. And they'll say, I don't know what they'll say then.
I wonder if Google stock will go down.
Google stock.
$700.
What's that got to do with anything? What's Google stock got to do with anything?
Well, I don't know. As money's going down. Everything's going down. Our stock's going to go down.
Well, the relative value of the stocks, it does go down.
Because if money's not worth anything anymore.
Well, it's not worth as much. And that's, a lot of countries are, especially the Arab countries, don't want to sell their oil. Like the standard currency for selling oil is the American dollar. Mm-hmm. And now they're seeing that the American dollar is getting devalued. They're saying, we don't want our oil to be attached to the dollar. Let's attach it to something else, like the euro or whatever. What do they have in Saudi Arabia there?
Sand.
They have lots of sand. Drachmas?
maybe the Google stock will go up. Because if you think about it this way, that if the money's all going down and money's kind of worthless and you have a $700 stock now that's not really... What's $700 now?
$700 US.
Yeah, let's make the stock double it or triple it, $2,100.
Sure.
And now it's worth something.
But that you can't just do it with stocks. They'll do it with everything. That's what happened in Germany before the war. Mm-hmm. The loaf of bread cost $1, then 3 weeks later it cost $5, then 3 weeks
what's
after.
What's German money called? Heils?
Marks. Well, actually, they have the euro there.
Deutschmark,
yeah.
Was that a Deutschmark?
I just douched before I came on the show.
Why did we go there?
I don't know. Your mind is always in the gutter.
A few other things I wanted to mention about, you know, talking in circles and playing with words and stuff. What about the but still thing? But still.
Well, but still sounds like it's called a hanging sentence.
Oh, you leave you hanging.
But still. And it seems like whatever should follow that, because it sounds like something should follow that, you're just leaving it hanging. It's understood. You know what I'm going to say, but still. You know.
Yeah. That's kind of a funny thing. something that's
but
really
still.
Good. Something that's really good in circle talking is I don't know.
Why is that something good in circle talking?
Well, I mean... if you're avoiding things and you're just spinning circles around somebody trying to get no place or being trying to avoid
get
questions.
No place. They're talking in circles right there. I'm trying to get no place. Can't you see?
Trying to avoid everything, saying, I don't know. I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. That's another Bushism.
And speed talking. Remember the guy that used to do the micro machines commercials and he used to talk 100 miles an hour?
Micro
machine. Yeah. The little micro machine cars. Toys. And then he'd be on all different kinds of commercials.
Yeah, fast food is one is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and he'd really talk fast.
Yeah.
He was gathering on all the commercials, really talk fast.
Yeah, I don't even attempt to try to talk fast, but I'm glad you
don't
did.
Don't even attempt it. Don't even attempt to talk fast. We're talking about who they say, who they are, what, but still, I don't know. Talk circles. I can't do it. Speed talking. And the other thing is technical terms versus layman terms for kind of double talking somebody, you know, that type of thing. Talking in technical terms, people don't understand what you're saying about certain things. Whereas if you talk in layman terms where somebody can understand the jargon.
Yep. You're going to go somewhere? What's the matter?
No, I'm not going
You seem tired. Like, ah.
No, I just, I'm out now. I've exhausted all my resources.
And you look exhausted.
I've got an extreme headache.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh, I see. So you're talking and the blood's going to your head, so it's making it worse. What was the best thing before sliced bread?
Toast.
Because everybody says that as well. Well, that's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
But before they started slicing bread, automatically.
Powdered milk.
Powdered milk was the next best thing.
That's the best thing since powdered milk.
Oh, I see. Well, good. Very good answer. And why do they put Braille on the drive-through bank machines? They do.
I think it's just the generic
bank machine numbers.
Yeah, the pieces that are...
That they put in the buildings are the same
one. Made in the molds and whatever. They put them everywhere. But yeah, I had to think for a second there. I'm like...
That's what these sayings... That's the sayings that make you go,
Oh, well, speaking of,
we need to do
the jabber quote. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand with two in the bush. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. Jabber quote, jabber quote, jabber quote. And this week's jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of
used fridges.
That's awesome. And honestly,
and accessories.
One of our fans, Paul, wants to know who really is Steve and Larry. You explain to me who Steve and Larry is. He thought Steve was Big Steve. Steve the cold.
No,
what's his name?
No, Steve and Larry are fine purveyors of quotes and quotations.
I know, but
Steve and Larry are a couple of guys that. Did actually supply us with a huge list of quotes and
show
proverbs
topics.
And not really show topics, okay. But all quotes and everything.
Okay.
I had actually asked them specifically, Steve and Larry, a couple of friends of mine, to give me a list. And this is when we were starting the Jabbercast because we were looking for quotes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, they gave me a big, huge list. I kept writing them down. Anything that they'd give me, I'd write them down and I formulated a big, huge list. And I think we pretty much exhausted that list. And
okay.
Then we kind of went on to, using ones that are kind of geared toward the topics that we have.
Oh, I see. Cause someone that Paul knows sent Paul a list of quotes and he forwarded it to me. So I have a list
from somebody.
Yeah, I have another list. So he's just wondering who Stephen Larry is. This is guys who we work with, though. Just nobody that he would know, probably.
I would think he might know them, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We started the Jabbercast, and I got them to give me all the quotes and everything. So they've always been brought to us by Stephen Larry.
Awesome.
Kind of a never-ending thing.
Great. Glad to hear that. So this week's Jabber quote is from Kerry Williams.
Who is Kerry Williams? Williams?
Is it Williams or William?
Williams.
No, it is Williams.
I know somebody with the last name Williams. That's why I got twisted. The person you got the guitar from. In order to be a diplomat, one must speak a number of languages, including double talk.
That's right.
Well,
so if you're a diplomat, that doesn't necessarily mean in the political sense that you're coming from one country and you're talking.
I think that's what they mean, though, by it.
Oh, I know, but this could mean anything. Do you oftentimes play the role of a diplomat in some cases? You try to give someone else's point of view to someone else who probably wouldn't normally talk to that person or I think I find myself in a diplomatic situation as myself just to make things smoother, easier. So we try to negotiate whatever
with
we have
double
to
talk.
With double talk, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet talk and double talk. For sure, to be a diplomat you have to be a sweet talker as well, mm-hmm. I think. You got to know how to kiss up but you also got to learn how to double talk so that you put the listener in a different frame of mind, I think.
There you go.
You have nothing else to say about that, Mr. Headache Man?
No. Other than needing some form of aspirin.
Some form of aspirin. I hear that they're growing this medicinal type of marijuana that actually has ibuprofen right in it.
No. That's double talk.
That's double talk. Bingo. You got it.
Oh, there's another show.
What's that? Bingos?
Yeah.
Bingo people.
What would that show be on, though? Like,
Bingo people.
How about we do a show on welfare fund? What do you want to... What would you call that?
I don't know, but we'll figure out a name and we'll put it in the schedule.
Okay.
Well, how come there are no B batteries anyway? I wanted to ask you.
A batteries, B batteries,
double A's, triple A's.
There's C's, there's D's.
But no B's. How come no B's?
No B batteries.
Yeah.
I wonder why not.
I'd like to know, too. And why do black olives come in cans and green olives come in jars? How come they can't put a black olive in a jar? Is it because they're too ugly? Are they black? Are they prejudiced against the black olives?
I don't think so if there's green olives. There's no white olives. Why are there no white olives? Are they prejudiced against that?
Well, that's just the way it is. Before they invented drawing boards, where did they go back to? Let's go back to that.
Before they had the drawing board.
Yeah.
Sand again.
Let's go back to the sand.
Everything comes around to the sand.
If all the world is a stage, where is the audience sitting?
Those are really good.
If love is blind, why is lingerie so popular?
Can you email me that?
Sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
I want to go over them with Lana. She'd get a kick out of it.
Oh, Tay.
You know my email address, right? Hear me out at the
Hear me out at the jabbercast.com.
Seriously, though, if you want to get in touch with us.
Yes, it's, I'm being serious. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Normally, you can get in touch with us live at Showtime, except for today, obviously, at on Yahoo Messenger at Showtime, 11 a.m.
Yahoo Messenger. And our live show username is the Jabbercast. And if you get on MSN Messenger.
MSN, yeah. Add the Jabbercast to that.
It's the Jabbercast at hotmail.com.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can visit our website, of course, at www.thejabbercast.com. You can go to the contact page, click on the My Chingo widget there, and hit the leave us a message button, and they can leave us a show topic or maybe a show ID. If you want to say, you know, this is Ralph and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast, go ahead and we'll get the message and we'll play it on the show.
Are you telling Ralph to send us a...
No, actually, I said Ralph.
Oh, Ralph.
That's right.
Okay.
And so, I don't know why that was the first thing I was thinking of, but I have the letters across my... screen there, and I'm probably subconsciously Freudian-like.
Freudian. Yeah, look at yourself, Ralph.
Pick the R. You can also email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com if you'd prefer to contact us in that manner.
Or you can text message us, too.
You can? How?
No, I'm not going to give him. I was going to say you can give him your phone number, but I'm not going to give him mine.
Nobody uses the phone anymore.
That's right. People don't use the phone anymore. People are getting a hold of each other in so many different ways. If the alphabet is in that order, is it because of that song? No. If the number two pencil is so popular, why is it still number two? Why isn't the number one? Crime doesn't pay. Does that mean that my job is a crime? Because that doesn't pay either. I can't say that myself. Can't speak for myself.
Look at him go. Next week's show.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this will be fun.
Are we going to be doing it live?
Oh, we actually mentioned a little bit about it. Yeah, you're doing next week's show live, yeah.
I can't think that far ahead. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's this weekend that we're... And that's going to be on ESPN More, so sometimes referred to as a sixth sense, to denote psychic abilities such as telepathy, precognition, or precognition, what? However you say it. I say precognition.
Precognition.
clairvoyance. And we also will be discussing remote viewing, outer body experiences, and more.
Cool. That's December 9th. That is Lippo's birthday.
Is it Lippo's birthday?
Yeah.
December 9th?
Yes, it is.
And we can do a live show that day?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
So no cookies. I want a cake.
Wow. Cake. A cake it'll be.
Cake and tea at the Jabbercast Studios.
We'll also take a look at what some skeptics have to say.
About ESP.
ESP and some of the other phenomena that we'll be discussing.
I think more people don't believe in that stuff than do believe in that stuff. Mm-hmm.
So do you believe?
I do.
I do believe. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. You know what that's from? Save it for the movie show. So there you
Ghostbusters.
Have it. No. Enough of this double talk.
Yes. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday, December 9th, my birthday, for the ESP show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.